The pace has picked up, not only here but across the nation through the plantation base for sure, but that transfers right through the industry. You can see the building numbers are starting to reappear in the positive, and that obviously helps with our domestic supply, but certainly the export fibre heading out of Portland, northern Tasmania, has hit a nice little spiral upwards, and yeah, we're busy.
So in Victoria, it's the Greater Green Triangle plantations are coming online?
Very much so, and in a big way, to the point where we're actually having to have a really good serious look at how we actually recruit into that area. There's quite a broad upswing. Proper money's gone into the area, certainly New Forests taking over Great Southern's resources. ABP have now been a part of the area for quite a while, Southwest Fibre. All those companies in the blue gum plantation sector are experiencing some quite strong demand.
So are the people in the gear there ready to go, given the downturn for the last 3 or 4 years?
Look, the gear's not. I think the people need to be recruited. I think the industry needs to have a real good look at itself in that respect. It'd be pretty disappointing if industry just expected people to drop their tools on the dairy farms or drop their tools in whatever other primary industry might be in the area. We've got to really look at how we project ourselves in regards to the sort of people we want. You know, we're not dumb, dirty and dangerous anymore. We have to have a person that has a real technological bent. Our $800,000 machines, our entry-level machines at $390,000, they require someone with a pretty clear understanding of the computer technology that drives those machines, and then you have to link that through to the productivity and produce that comes out the end of them.
Now, Colin McCulloch, you said you don't want people to down tools, but certainly we've seen that happen. If the money's all right in the mining industry, people have been willing to go and take the gear and the expertise, you know, from forestry and farming to go and work there. So why wouldn't they go to Victoria or that corner of South Australia to do the same for a year or two?
That's a good point, but I think the thing that we've got to look at is that there are other manufacturing industries within that area that are actually unfortunately facing oblivion, and this is what we have to sell, is that those people with those sorts of skills can fit into the forest industries in those areas because of the technological intelligence we need to actually get the productivity where it has to be. We have to retrain, we have to train, we have to introduce new people into this business. And as I said before, you know, dumb, dirty and dangerous is a thing of the past. The other thing I think, Rose, that people probably wouldn't understand is that this industry is a stay-at-home industry for a lot of people. Okay, there might be dislocation, but you're actually going to a region where there's, you know, quite strong metropolitan advantages for families that might want to move. Certainly Mount Gambier, certainly Hamilton, Casterton, Warrnambool, Portland, the list goes on. Now, they're quite strong regional cities with all the amenities that go with bringing a family up. Yeah, the challenge for us is to actually try and flatten out the vagaries of export. It'd be just so lovely to actually have downstream processing for this product. But at this stage, it's not the case. But who knows? There's a lot of exciting things happening with what we call the residues from this product. So,
pulp mill permits are back in the news in Tasmania with Parliament being recalled. What do you make of that?
Look, once again, you know, look, I know what that means for this state. And also know what it means for the nation. You know, like I've all but lived the dream before it disappeared, and I went with it, unfortunately. But, you know, like those sorts of domestic operations run 365 days a year, and they demand a lot of looking after, and they demand a lot of contracted-based businesses to be around them. That's what we're missing here in Tassie. That's the opportunities that, you know, we're looking for in the Green Triangle in Western Australia. Whether it's a pulp mill or whether it's the burgeoning demand for aviation fuel of all things, or conversely the plastics components that are starting to be drawn from wood fibre. All these opportunities are either on a drawing board, are attracting interest, or have been on a drawing board. In my view, the pulp mill is but one. It's a big one. It's certainly the thing that's actually brought this state to its knees. That's my view, and I'll stick with it because I know, I've lived it.